word will give you wisdom for tomorrow. Today, His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know He's sovereign in His ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider His word. Consider His word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. We're so glad you could join us today and hope our program is a blessing to you. Hope you'll stay with us. We have kind of a different program today. You know, we've been broadcasting Consider His Word now for nearly 17 years. We started this ministry in the summer of 1998. We've broadcast in all kinds of media and all kinds of radio stations and broadcast media. We've been on shortwave radio, AM radio, FM radio. Now we broadcast on the internet as well. You can hear our program at www.considerhisword.org. There you'll find some programs from last year if you'd like to go back and hear some of our older programs. Soon we're going to be introducing some new ministries and some other preachers on our website. And so we'll have that up for you soon. We'll be letting you know about that. I do want to tell you this, that in our last broadcast, we offered some free books. Our book, Consider His Word. And several people called, and the bad news is that all the books have been given away. Now, you can still purchase them. I have a few left for sale, and you can find them at the website, considerhisword.org. There you can purchase the book, and I know it'll be a blessing to you. The book is a daily devotional for all year long. You can start it at just about any time that you want to. If you order the book from the website, we'll autograph the book for you, and you can read the Word of God for yourself. Consider God's Word every day in your own personal and private devotions. In that broadcast, we encouraged everyone to read the Word of God and to be about reading the Word of God. And I will tell you this, we do have some of the Bible reading calendars left, and if you'd like one of those, simply write to us, contact us through the website. That's the best way. Send us an email. And we'll send you a copy of those Bible reading guides so that you can read the Word of God through this year. And I hope you're reading the Word of God every day. It's so important. Paul said in 2 Timothy 2:7, he said, "Consider what I say, and the Lord give thee understanding in all things." When he said, "Consider what I say," he was talking about, I believe, the Word of God, that it was God's words that he was speaking. As Paul wrote the epistles to the churches, he was speaking the very Word of God. We're going to be talking about that more here in just a few minutes. The name of our program is Consider His Word. What do we mean by that? To consider His Word means that as we study the Word of God and read the Word of God, that we begin to think about it. But then beyond thinking about it, we begin to think about how we can apply it to our life. And think about it in terms of truth, that it is the Word of God. When we say, consider His Word, we're not talking about any book. We're not talking about my book or some other book. We're talking about God's Word, the Holy Bible, very specifically the Bible. And I'll guarantee you this, that when you listen to this broadcast, you will hear Bible teaching right from the Word of God. We believe the Bible is worthy of your consideration and worthy of the time that you put into it, reading it and studying it, knowing it. And I want to remind you about reading the Word of God. You can't really study it, and you really can't know it until you're reading the Word of God. And we talked about that in the broadcast, how that you need to have a place. Find you a place where you can read the Word of God every day, a place that's quiet a place where there is perhaps a time of calmness, that you can seriously study and read the Word of God. Now, you find a plan. You've got to have a plan. Don't just randomly open the Bible and begin reading pages. Find a plan. Some people read the Bible through in a year. Some read Proverbs through in a month. You know, Proverbs has 31 chapters, and in most months you can read through the Proverbs, a proverb a day. What a great way to read the Word of God. Some read through the New Testament. I knew a pastor that read through the New Testament every month for a year. And he got to know the New Testament very well that way. Whatever you find, find you a plan and read the Word of God. The Bible is worthy of your consideration and worthy of the time that you put in it reading it. It's worthy of a closer look as we study the Word of God. You know, the Bible continues to be the best-selling book in all history. It's an amazing book. It has stood the test of time. In the past, many have tried to wipe it out, and they've tried to burn all the Bibles and tried to eliminate the Bible from the face of the earth, and they were not able to do it. It has stood the test of time. And I'll tell you what, you begin reading the Bible, you'll find this, that it will change your life. You begin to take the principles of the Word of God and the truth of the Word of God and begin to do them and practice them in obedience to the Word, and it'll change your life. Many lives have been changed by the reading and studying of the Word of God. You know, it's sad to say that though many proclaim to know the Word of God or proclaim to believe the Word of God and what's in its pages, few have actually read it. I'll tell you, it happened to me one time when I was in high school as a young Christian. We'd go out and just talk to people and talk to them about God and talk to them about their salvation. One day we were talking to a young man. I had the Bible in my hand, and he pointed to it, and he said, "Do you believe that book?" And I said, "Yeah, I believe that book." He said, "Do you believe all of it?" And I said, "Yes, I do. I believe all of it." He said, "Well, let me ask you this. Have you read it all the way through?" And at that time, I had to admit that I had not read the Bible all the way through. And I admitted it to him. I said, "No, I haven't read it all." And he said this to me. He said, "Then how do you know you believe what it says if you haven't read it?" I'll tell you what, that day I went home and began reading the Bible through. I found me a plan and I began to read the Word of God every day. And I was so excited when I read the Bible through for the first time. Now I can't tell you how many times I've read the Bible through, pretty much every year. And in the same fashion, many who have rejected the Word of God and thrown it out don't know exactly what it says. And I encourage you to read the Word of God and get into the Scripture and study it and know it. And you see, the purpose of this program is to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. And so why? Why should we consider the Word of God? Why should we make it such an important part of our life? I think, first of all, because it's just that. It is the Word of God. When God created us, He didn't expect that somehow we should just kind of wander around and flounder around without some kind of direction. And so God gave us a guidebook. Some call it a manual for living, the instruction book, how we should live. He gave us His Word so that we could know Him and know what He expects of us and how we can live for Him and worship Him and know Him. Listen to what Moses said in Deuteronomy 30. This begins at verse 11 down through about verse 14. He said, "For this commandment which I command thee this day is not hidden from thee, neither is it far off. It's not in heaven that thou shouldest say, Who shall go up for us to heaven and bring it unto us, that we may hear it and do it? Neither is it beyond the sea that thou shouldest say, Who shall go over the sea for us and bring it to us, that we may hear it and do it? But the word of God is very nigh or near unto thee, in thy mouth and in thy heart, that thou mayest do it," that you can obey it. And God has given us His word in the Bible. It's available to us. It's not some great secret. It's not hidden from us. It's not like Moses said, it's not in heaven that we should send somebody to go after it. It's not out across the ocean that we need to go send somebody to bring it back. He said, it's nigh unto you. And if you don't have a Bible, you ought to go find you a good Bible. I'm sure there are churches in your area that would be glad to give you a Bible. I believe that we consider His Word and consider the Word of God because it's a miracle book. It's a miracle book in its inspiration. 1 Timothy 3:16 says, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Where he says the Scripture is given by inspiration, it literally means that the Word of God is God-breathed. It's the very breath of God. And God gave it to us as He spoke to holy men to give His message to us and to write it down and record it. Again, 2 Peter 1:20 says, knowing this first, that no prophecy of Scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of men, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. You see, as the Spirit of God came upon these men, God gave them the message. And it was written by the will of God for us. Listen, it was not written by man. It was not man's idea. That's why it's perfect in its all the way through. It's inerrant. There are no mistakes. There are no errors. There's no contradictions. You know, if man had written it, it would be full of contradictions. It would be full of errors. But God gave it to us, and it's a miracle book. Somebody once said the Bible is a book that man would not write if he could, and nor could write if he would. It's a miracle book. It is the very Word of God. It's without error. It's complete. God has revealed to us everything He wants us to know about Him and about heaven, about salvation, about His Son, about how to live for Him. It's a miracle book because it is truth. Even Jesus prayed. John 17, Thy Word is truth. It's a miracle in its endurance. It's indelible. It cannot be changed. And each week in this program, we'll consider the Word of God and discover what God is saying to us today. He has a message for you today, and I hope you'll join us every week as we open the Word of God and study the Word of God and consider what He is saying to us. Our time is gone for today. Join us again next week when once again we open the Scripture and consider His Word.
Word will give you wisdom for tomorrow today. His Word will give you hope so you can face another day. His Word will give you strength to know He's sovereign in His ways. His Word will give you joy. His Word will grow your faith. Consider His Word. Consider His Word.
Thanks for listening. We'd love to hear from you. Write to us at P.O. Box 848425 in Hollywood, Florida, 33084. Join us again next week when we once again open the Bible and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.